Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here, Michael Frericks, Illinois State Treasurer, and Ryan Grudenfelder, who is the Director of Advocacy and Outreach, both of them with AARP. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. You're on WGN. How are you both?
John, I am great. Pleasure to be on with you today.
Now, was that you, Michael, or was that Ryan?
Yes, this is the State Treasurer.
That would be Michael Frericks. And Ryan, welcome to the show as well.
Thank you very much for having me.
So I understand there's something called the Secure Choice Savings Program. I don't know what this is. I don't know if I need to know what this is, but I know that the legislators are considering it. Let's start with you, Michael. What is the Secure Choice Savings Program?
Well, this is something that was passed several years ago to allow more people in Illinois to be able to save their own money for retirement through workplace auto deduction. It's clear we have a retirement crisis in this country. Ryan can talk about that. But we think we found a solution here by partnering with AARP. When employers are sending money to the state for payroll taxes, they also send an additional percentage to the state to put into someone's individual Roth IRA. We all know we need to retire. We just need to make it easier for people to save their own money.
I'm sorry. So I could open up a Roth IRA, but you're saying rather than me get the money and then invest it, I could earmark it right from my paycheck to go into some sort of Roth IRA?
To go into your own individually managed Roth IRA, you can choose how you want to invest. If you want to go into a traditional IRA, you can choose that. The only thing the state does is we facilitate now the taking of the money and putting it into a privately managed account. If someone has a workplace retirement savings option, they are 15 times more likely to be saving for the retirement than someone who doesn't. And the current law says employers with 25 or more employees have to offer some sort of retirement option. They can offer a pension, a 401k. They can participate in Illinois Secure Choice. The legislation is looking to reduce that threshold to 5 or more employees.
I see.
To help hundreds of thousands of more people save for their retirement.
Because those businesses that employ between 5 and 24 people, do they generally not offer that option?
Yeah, it's difficult and expensive to offer a 401k. There are risks associated with it. There are expenses. If they choose to participate in Illinois Secure Choice, there's no cost to them. It's easy, and they have no liability.
Do they have to contribute to that 401k?
As a matter of fact, they cannot contribute to that Roth IRA. If they want to set up their own 401k through a private sector company, they can contribute. But a lot of these smaller employers, if they work especially in the hospitality industry and have high turnover, it just doesn't make financial sense to them. But it does make financial sense for their employees to be saving for their retirement and to have an easy way to do that. That's what we're trying to offer them.
One more thing for you, Michael. Would this apply to people that work in the private and the public sector? Is this for everybody?
This is for everybody. The law applies to anyone currently, an employer with 25 or more employees that's been doing business in the state for 2 or more years but doesn't currently offer a retirement savings option. If they don't like the state version, then go set up a private sector version. But this state version is a public-private partnership. People can manage their own money. We've tried to make it easy. We've tried to make it inexpensive. And the employers cannot contribute if they participate in this.
And just to be clear, Michael, so I get paid. I get my paycheck. I then say, gee, I ought to save some money for retirement. So I have an IRA, and then it goes to my Schwab account or whatever I do, right? I mean, that's the traditional means by which most people are doing this, right?
Correct. That's how people should be doing it, but most people are not. And Ryan can tell you about this. People find all kinds of excuses. They know they need to save for retirement, but, you know, they want to save for a nice spring break trip with their family. Or maybe then there's back-to-school expenses. Maybe they're saving for the holidays, or maybe there's an emergency that comes up and they need to buy 4 new tires for the car. And they put it off and put it off, and they get to be in their 50s or 60s and realize they've put it off too long, and they won't be able to have a retirement with dignity. They won't be able to enjoy their golden years.
And what you are doing is streamlining the process, making it, or making it more available to people. I mean, they could be doing this all along, but if we make it easier for some employees to do so, they more likely will. That's all we're talking about here, right? There's no financial burden on the employer, correct?
Nope, not on the employer. Making it easier for people to save their own money for their retirement, something they know they need to do. If we can help them to save their own money, they're going to enjoy their retirement. They're going to have maintain their spending levels in retirement. It's going to be good for our economy, and they're going to be less likely to access social safety net programs, which will help all of us. We all have a vested interest in helping people save for their retirement.
Ryan Grunefelder is also on a phone line, the director of advocacy and outreach over at AARP. Sounds like you know something about the savings crisis or retirement burden for some people. What do you know about all of that, Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Illinois, like many other states, is facing a retirement crisis. The average Social Security benefit in Illinois is about $19,000 per year, while on average, older families in Illinois spend $25,000 a year on food, utilities, and health care alone. So you can see there's a discrepancy right there. People have to spend more money than they're earning through Social Security. And the treasurer is right. Over the years, people, if they do not have an easy way to save for retirement, end up paying for many other things and do not prioritize saving for retirement. But the great thing about the Illinois Secure Choice Savings Program is that it provides an employment-based retirement savings plan, a benefit, to people who work for employers who don't already offer a retirement savings benefit. Yeah. They don't get a 401k or a pension or anything like that, but they can through this program, and it's so easy for someone who enrolls, because they are automatically enrolled. Now, they can choose to opt out if they want, but they are automatically enrolled into an investment, an IRA investment of their choice, and decide what percentage of money they want to be contributing out of their paycheck to it, and it's that simple for them.
We're talking,
and this is really important for people, you know, especially women and communities of color who are much more likely to experience a retirement savings crisis because of either lower retirement savings options or plans available to them, or lower incomes, or time out of the workforce, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. So how would that work then? If you're an employee and your employer is employing between 5 and 24 people, after 25, this is already available, would you, through your HR department or your boss, say, I want to sign up for this? You check a box, and then automatically debited from your paycheck is a set amount. Is that how I would feel it or see it?
Well, employees would be automatically enrolled, but if they need that money, if there's an emergency, they can opt out. They can reduce the percentage, or they can increase the percentage if they want to save more. We're trying to give more choices to the employees, but to make it easier to do something they already know they need to do.
Well, Michael, talk to the employer out there who goes, look, it's just me, my wife, and four other guys in the shop. I got to do what now? This sounds like a lot of paperwork that the state is imposing on a guy who's just trying to make ends meet. Talk to that person.
Well, that guy is already sending payroll taxes to the state every pay period. We're just saying send an additional percentage for those employees. If the employees opt out, that is their choice. But what we find is when you give them a nudge, when you enroll people and the money is taken out of their paycheck before it comes to them, mm-hmm. most of them don't miss it, and they keep saving. Like I said, it's something they know they need to do, but it's that initial hurdle that a lot of people have a problem with. They know they need to be saving today, but there are other things out there that demands on their time. And so for that employer out there, there is no cost to them. They pay no fees. They have no fiduciary responsibility, and they do not make contributions on their employees' behalf. They just send a percentage of their employees' money to the state like they're already doing with payroll taxes.
What's the deadline on this? Does this legislature vote on this week?
Our hope is that we have bills in the House and the Senate, that they'll be taking them up soon. They're advancing through committees right now. We have worked with the business community, though. We've made some changes to the original legislation, and most groups have moved from opposed to neutral. The Illinois Chamber of Commerce, retail merchants, the manufacturers have all been neutral on this legislation, and I think we've had a lot of good experiences with their members. since we rolled the initial rollouts of Secure Choice a couple of years ago.
All right, I'm going to call my state. First, I got to figure out who my state lawmaker is. Hello. I mean, really, America, let's get together on that. And then I'm going to tell them what the Secure Choice, is that what I'm going to ask them to vote yay on?
Yes. So this is an expansion of Secure Choice. It's already law. But Senate Bill 2008, Senate Amendment Number 1 by Senator Bartwick, we're looking to support on. And we also have a House version supported by sponsored by Representative Will Guzzardi.
Okay. All right.
If I may clarify for the Treasurer, actually, the Senate bill is 208, not 2008.
So. 208. Oh, I'm sorry. The 208 is what I meant to say.
208, yeah.
Yeah, that's why you do what you do there, Ryan. Nice catch. Ryan Grunenfelder is the Director of Advocacy and Outreach at AARP. And Michael Frerichs is the Illinois State Treasurer for that. Well, fellas, heads up. I had no idea about this. I'm really glad you're here to tell us about it. Now call your state legislators and say in the Senate, it's SB 208. Vote yay. Yay. Okay, fellas, thanks for your time today.
John, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to your listeners.
Yeah, likewise to both of you, Ryan and Michael. Thank you. Okay, it's 11:57 on WGN. Into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom we go next. That's time for WGN Radio News. Wintrust Business Lunch. Speaking of some business, that comes your way after that.